every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Now, of course, the big news yesterday for those in tourism up here, the flights are beginning again from Saturday out of Adelaide. Not a big deal to start with, but they're going to be increasing the numbers of flights through till Christmas, I'm told. Interesting to hear the numbers out of the airport last night. The airport boss was talking about 37,000 visitors last week, but still, I still wonder if that's not 37,000 movements, which means arriving and departing, which means it comes back to, what, 18,500 visitors or something. I have to check it with him to see how they're doing the figures, the statistics. We've had that confusion in the past. Now, I'm going to check with Alan Wallish how the people heading out to the reef every day, well, increasing the services, obviously, with the greater numbers of tourists arriving, how they're going with those numbers out to the barrier reef. And, of course, I think it was Warren Inch a couple of days ago saying, hang on a minute, the justification for having these passenger limits is that if there's a rough sea, the people might be jostled closer together and that might be a COVID risk. I thought that was a little bit hard to swallow, but we'll see anyway how they're travelling, because I've got Alan on the line. He's the owner of Passions of Paradise. Hello, Alan.
Oh, hi, John. How are you?
A little bit of good news with South Australia coming back in again. Not a big infusion of numbers, but a step in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. We pretty much have all of Australia open now. So, so we're all luck. We can move forward with some level of certainty.
Since we got the borders opening, how different has it been for you? Have you got greater trips going out to the reef?
Starting this weekend, we're going to actually start running 5 days a week. We were running four, so there is a demand starting to come. We are finding that the period between Christmas and first week of January, we get very quite busy for. So over that those 2 week periods, we'll probably run 7 days a week. After that, it sort of drops off again, and there is some people starting to book for February. So what we're starting to see some movement now because Victoria and New South Wales is open. Still early days. It's not the flood that you sometimes hear, there's thousands of people jumping on our lines. But look, there's a positive increase, and I think around town, everybody is starting to feel it. I've just come back actually from a 2 week holiday driving up and down Queensland, and I can tell you down south, it's absolutely jam packed and virtually impossible to get accommodation or do anything. So we're a long way to go, but hopefully. Now that everything's open, we it'll be a steady increase for us.
Why are we missing out? Why are we not jam packed?
Well, it's just because of the distance. I mean, I drove 2 days ago from Yeppoon up to Cairns. It took me 13.5 hours. So, it's to come to Cairns, it's a much bigger decision than doing a 4 or 5 hour trip out of Brisbane, and it's as simple as that. If people come to Cairns, they're coming here for a holiday, not just for a weekend or whatever. So we have to attract people to come up here and want to be here for a holiday, and that's you've got airline access, and then you had all the uncertainty of borders opening and closing.
Yes.
And whatever. So I think everybody's just a little bit gun shy.
Yes, still a long way to go. Now, let me ask you this. It was quite a controversial matter a few days ago, the passenger numbers restriction that you endure still. What exactly is the restriction?
Well, it's absolutely ridiculous.
But how does it work?
It's 4 square metres or, in our case on the boat, it has to be 1.5 metres per person sitting down on the boat. It's just ridiculous. As I said, I've just come back from 2 weeks traveling Queensland myself, and it's just not being done anywhere else. I mean, it's literally not being done. And yet up here, my boat can carry 110 passengers, and I'm actually restricted at the moment under my COVID plan of 68. So, virtually half. And now we face a situation over Christmas where people do want to come up to Cairns, people do want to go out to the reef, and we could run our boats full. And at this stage, we literally are not going to be able to do that. And for many of us, our break-even points are way above a half level. So, in my case, it's 70 and above. So it's just, we can't get a realistic answer out of anybody. Every time our associations approach anybody within government, we get every day it's a changed answer. The other day I got told one of the reasons was because they didn't want people to perceive that our tours were busy. I'm serious. That was one.
That
of
wasn't
the
from a government was. Person, surely.
Yeah, and this is, and then there was the one that you just said earlier about people somehow squashing together if it's rough.
Yeah.
What you need to, what we've been trying to explain to the health department is that our surveys are for inside of our boats.
Yeah.
So let's say I have a survey for 110 or 120. That's 120 seats inside our boat,
yeah.
Not outside the boat. So if it rains and everybody comes in, they're still within survey. And you know, we don't crowd our boats out. If we crowded our boats out, then we would get lots of negative comments on TripAdvisor. People would complain about our operations. They'd say they were too busy, too crowded, and they wouldn't be happy. So nobody in this town crowds out their boats.
Yeah.
So we always carry a lot less than what our survey allows. So I'm just waiting to hear the science behind these decisions, because particularly as we go forward now, having, you know, the issues we've had over the last 9 months, we need to get back to business. And if why are we as an industry being victimized when you can have full planes, you can have 52,000 people in a stadium, you can have people eating in restaurants? What is it about us reef operators that we are doing something different that requires us to carry half the number of people? Remembering, of course, people getting up and down and jumping into the reef and are all over the place anyway.
Sure. But you made the point that as far as you're concerned, these restrictions are absolutely ridiculous. Michael Healy, the member for Cairns, also Assistant Minister Tourism, had all of those years at Quicksilver, so he'd be across how the whole business works. Sure, you would have obviously talked to him, or your representatives would have talked to him. He must be knocking on doors down there and getting no response.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. I haven't actually talked to Michael for a little while, but our associations are meeting the Minister of Tourism this afternoon, and I imagine Michael will be there. So we'll be hitting them very hard.
Excellent.
On why the charter boat industry and reef boat industry is being singled out for half loads when everybody else has opened up post COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good luck with this. Hopefully common sense will prevail at long last.
And that's really what it is.
Yes.
It's common sense. Yeah. And you know, give us some science. Give us some reasons why we can't be like everybody else.
Mm. Great to talk to you, Alan. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Alan Wallace. He's the owner of Passions of Paradise. To the new